Good morning. I just wanted to jump on here really quickly because of all the conversation and comments there was with regards to my post on the war with Israel and Hamas. So, giving people just a couple seconds to get on here. Because I just wanted to jump on and give you the Bible verses associated with what's going on, because this is a biblical war. And when it first happened, I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And so I check in with the Lord to find out, because I don't lean on my own understanding. And so with that being said, he led me to Joshua 15. And so if you read Joshua 15, it describes the inheritance of the tribe of Judah in the land that the Lord gives them. So the Lord led me to Joshua 15. I'm not going to read all of it because it's a lot of cities and breakdowns and all that, but I will lead you to the information regarding the war right now. So in Joshua 15:20, it reads, "This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their clans. The cities belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagar," and it goes on and on and on to all of these cities. And so and villages. And so I'm going to scroll down to 45, where it speaks of, or I should say 47, where it speaks of the territory that they're fighting over right now. So Joshua 15:47, Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the brook of Egypt and the great sea with its coastline. And then it goes on and on of what the Lord gave to the tribe of Judah. And as we all know, or if you're Christian, you'll know that Jesus came from the tribe of Judah. So I just wanted to give you a little background on what's going on in the world and what's going on in the war for Christians to be able to see a little bit more clearly and to understand what you're seeing. As well as the Lord led me to the book of Zephaniah. It is three short chapters. I suggest that you read them because they give you a great explanation of the war, literally. Zephaniah 1, the Lord describes the coming judgment on Judah. And what did we just speak of? The tribe of Judah, which was given that that territory. And so the Lord loves all his people, and he also corrects all of his people in different ways. But touch that nine anointed. You cannot go create judgment on his people and think that he's not going to do anything. So with that being said, you should read Zephaniah 1. It goes into the day of the Lord is near, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. The day of the Lord is near. We need to pick a team, get off the fence. That's Zephaniah 1. Zephaniah 2 is judgment on Judah's enemies. And so that is exactly what we're seeing. It starts with gather together. Yes, gather, O shameless nation, before the decree takes effect, before the day passes away like chaff, before there comes upon you the burning anger of the Lord, before there comes upon you the day of the anger of the Lord. So that's how it starts in Zephaniah 2. And that discusses the judgment on Judah's enemies. So the land that they are having a fight over right now is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah, the tribe that Jesus came from. So Zephaniah 2 explains the judgment on Judah's enemies. So and last but not least, Zephaniah 3 is judgment on Jerusalem and the nation. So the Lord is speaking about the whole world and that we all have to get right with him and get our minds right. So I just wanted to jump on here to give you the Bible verses associated with what I was speaking of in the last post so that everyone would have clarity of understanding. I'm not here to argue the Lord of the Word. If you want to argue with him, that's on you. But I haven't necessarily seen that work out very well for anybody that I know. So that's the word of the Lord. That's what it is. You can take it or you can leave it. That's entirely up to you. You have free will. This isn't an argument. I'm not trying to argue with anybody. I'm giving you the real information and the truth. And that's what we're called to do. Give truth. So thanks for tuning in. Oh, and make sure you subscribe Faith in Politics on YouTube. I'm doing a lot of my lives on Instagram right now because that's where, you know, my friends are, my followers are. And so, but I had been storing all of my shows from the Good Life Radio show on YouTube. So I have over 300 shows on there, which is nuts to think about that. But with that being said, I'm going to be doing my Faith and Politics live on there as well. So the videos I make now, I'm downloading them and uploading them there, but I will be going live there as well soon. So I'm really excited about the journey. So please join me. We're going to talk about everything everybody else doesn't want to talk about, faith and politics. And right now, we cannot ignore what we're living in. We're living in a spiritual battle, and to ignore it is just allowing the enemy to win. And we're not going to do that. And we don't have to fight anybody. We pray, and that is our weapon. Our worship is our weapon. So when we understand what our weapons are, we can be more effective the earth. So thanks for tuning in. This is Faith and Politics, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.